Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Liz Colby, and she's a Horticulture and Habitat Programs Manager for Practical Farmers of Iowa. And Liz, we're going to be talking about flowers and fruits and vegetables. We need to do that right now. So good morning to you, Liz.
Good morning.
So tell us, give us a bit of background about these breakfast meetups. What's this all about?
Yeah, so we decided to start holding these meetups around the state and really to have farmers from, you know, these different towns invite all the farmers that they know from farmers market and from, you know, working in their local regions to get together and have breakfast and just, you know, get connected before the season starts to get really busy with, you know, seeding in March. And, you know, before maybe even they get their seed orders completed at the end of February. So, yeah, they're all kind of at local restaurants that may buy from local growers. And we just think they're a really good way for farmers to connect. And, you know, we just want to kind of help be a part of that.
Yes. And you mentioned folks that do, that are vendors at farmers markets. But a lot of those folks I find are also, in addition to farmers markets, are selling to local businesses, to local stores, to, and when we say local, well, people have a different definition of what that might be, whether it's 5 miles or 50 miles.
Yeah, local food, the definition of local food is definitely a hot item of debate. And, you know, typically when we talk about local food, you know, it is something that's produced near you, but also is produced in a way that is fair to, provides fair wages to the workers, and is produced in a manner that's more sustainable for the land. So, you know, when we talk about local, it's more of a values term as much as a geographic term.
Okay, good to know. Well, let's we can come back and talk a little more about the content of those, but let's kind of run down the schedule, because there's a couple of those that aren't too far away from Atlantic. And I know when people can get information like this, it's a lot of them don't have a neighbor just down the road that they can talk these things over with. They need to do a little bit of traveling. So let's kind of go down the two closest ones here first.
Yeah, so on Thursday, February 6th, we'll be in Logan at Logan Flowers. The host there is Danelle Meyer, who runs One Farm. And 9:30 to 11:30, all the meetups are. And we'll be buying breakfast for anybody that shows up. The next one is in Des Moines on Tuesday, February 11th, and that's at Hoke. You might think, well, Hoke's not open at 9:30. Well, they're opening for us. They like to buy from local growers and support their farmers. So they're open from 9:30 to 11:30 for us to be there to have breakfast. And that's hosted by Jenny Quiner and Monica Ogzarski.
Okay. And all of this information, you know, it's a little difficult for people to be writing down names and addresses and that sort of thing. So if people want more information and see the specifics, where can they get that?
Yeah, so they can go to the Practical Farmers of Iowa website, which is practicalfarmers.org. Or if they find us on Facebook, Practical Farmers of Iowa, all the information is there as well.
Okay. So we encourage anybody who might be interested to take a look at those sources of information. And I think before we quit, we might even give them your phone number here, Liz. But let's talk a little more about the content. As you say, this is not a structured, here's the agenda kind of thing. But what do you think people will be talking about?
You know, I've been doing this for a couple of years, and the conversation is different every single time in every single town. Sometimes they have specific issues related to their local area. You know, if there's an issue with the market, or if they're seeing a lot of changes in buyers, if there's a lot of new farmers there, they might be talking about that. If they don't know each other very well, then it's a lot of getting to know each other and how they might be able to, you know, work together and help each other out over the season. And if there's a lot of people, it might just be, you know, a little bit of sharing out of challenges. And there's always a lot of laughing, which is fun. But, yeah, it's different every time, and it's really led by the people that are there. So it's an organic conversation, and just a nice focus on fruit and vegetable production and the issues and opportunities in the local areas.
So, yeah, I know a couple of those people, and they always like to exchange ideas, I guess, like all kinds of farmers, about if there's a weather challenge or an insect challenge or even planting time, all kinds of things to share. And, you know, you can read a lot, you can go to lots of classes, but sometimes what we appreciate most is that experience that a person has had.
Yeah, absolutely. So we typically, you know, have a round where we ask everyone to share their best success from the previous year, and then also their biggest challenge that either they solved or that they still need some help solving. And those tend to generate a lot of discussion and good ideas and camaraderie among the group.
So most of the folks, I'm guessing, are going to be those who produce fruits and vegetables. But I think the cut flower growers and the options for that kind of business has been expanding.
We are seeing a huge increase in the interest in cut flower production for local markets. We just hosted a farmer-led webinar the other night that had 90 attendees, which is quite a bit for a Tuesday evening.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're hosting a flower farmer meetup in Solon on February 25th at Salt Fork Kitchen. And last year we ended up, you know, we did that flower farmer meetup kind of on a whim and had almost 20 growers show up. So we think, you know, we'll have this one again this year and think it'll be well attended, and probably in future years we'll be asking to do them in other towns.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, if you're interested in hosting a meetup in your town, get in touch with me, because PFI is interested in supporting growers getting together, even if we can't be there. So I'd love to, you know, buy breakfast for a vegetable growers group, in any town, even if I can't make it. So do get in touch.
And I've heard you say twice, you're paying for the breakfast.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not that much money to buy somebody breakfast. And we are, you know, lucky to have good support from our funders. And, you know, this is a really fun way to spend the money.
You bet. So, Liz, how's the best way for people to get in touch with you if, you know, they want to volunteer, if they have more specific questions and want to know more about Practical Farmers of Iowa? What's the best way to get a hold of you, Liz?
Yeah, so to get a hold of me, people can either send me an email, which is Liz, L-I-Z, at practicalfarmers.org, or they can call the office and ask for me. That number is 515-232-5661. And for more information about Practical Farmers of Iowa generally, and to see all the rest of our staff and activities, they can go to our website, which is practicalfarmers.org, or visit us on Facebook.
So give us just a minute or so definition, purpose of Practical Farmers of Iowa.
Yeah, so we're a really big tent organization of all types of farmers and friends of farmers, and our mission is really to support farmers through farmer-to-farmer knowledge sharing, and we also have an on-farm research program. So we hold over 100 events every year, and all of those events are led by farmers sharing their experience and their knowledge and mistakes and challenges with one another, and really building that network of support among all types of farmers in Iowa. So I work with vegetable farmers and also with the Habitat program, but we also have a lot of conventional corn and soybean farmer members, livestock producers, beginning farmers, and non-farming landowners that have a lot of questions about, tenants and leases and how to best manage their farmland with their tenants.
Yeah, and today we've been emphasizing the fruits and vegetables and flower growers, but you've been around for quite a while for all kinds of farmers. How long has Practical Farmers of Iowa been in business?
Yeah, so we've been an organization since 1985. We were founded by farmers who were primarily doing integrated crops and livestock, like a lot of folks were doing in the 80s. It continues to be that primarily our members are row crop farmers. As we have more and more vegetable growers in the state, that part of our membership is growing, and it's easier for beginning farmers that don't have access to land to get into vegetables because the acreage to make a living on is smaller.
Mm-hmm.
But primarily we are still a field crops organization, but that hardly seems true when you show up, because it's really a lot of everybody. But we really pride ourselves on welcoming everyone, conventional, organic, everything in between, and everything to the far edges of those, and to create a respectful environment where producers from all of those groups can learn from one another.
Okay, so whether, you know, you could be a row crop farmer and a fruit vegetable farmer, so whichever you want to, if you don't know about Practical Farmers of Iowa, go on your website and look that up. But for right now, we want to remind folks about the two most local programs coming up for fruit and vegetable growers.
Absolutely, and those are in Logan on Thursday, February 6th, and Des Moines on Tuesday, February 11th.
Okay, get more information, get out there and share ideas. Thank you so much to you, Liz Colby, who is the Horticulture and Habitat Programs Manager for Practical Farmers of Iowa. And until next time, here's a thought from Tom Vilsack, actually. Local and regional food systems are about opportunity.